This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we have been discussing
about the hotel industry and their survival, the imminent micro SME sector collapse, and now a story about AirAsia Digital.
Yes. So AirAsia Group's digital unit, AirAsia Digital, has acquired Indonesia's ride-hailing Gojek business in Thailand for more than 208 million ringgit to accelerate its digital expansion plans across the region. Now, this deal will see the Indonesian technology group take a 4.76% stake in AirAsia Super App in exchange for its business in Thailand, while continuing to focus on investing in Singapore and Vietnam.
The close agreement between AirAsia Digital and Gojek came just after the budget airline applied for digital banking license in Malaysia, signaling a shift towards more digital businesses as its fleet remains grounded due to the pandemic. Yeah. The AirAsia Super App offers a travel e-commerce and financial services, and is one of the three companies under the AirAsia Digital Group, while the others are logistics venture Teleport and the Big Pay fintech business. AirAsia Group CEO Tan Sri Dr. Tony Fernandez said, by taking on the well-established business from Gojek, the group is set to turbocharge its ambitions in the space to become a leading ASEAN challenger super app. Tony feels they already have a complete digital economy ecosystem. They've successfully established over 15 different non-airline products and lifestyle services on our digital e-commerce platform, Lazia, and in response to overwhelming regional demand, they're now setting their sights on bringing the super app offering to all of their key markets following the successful rollout in Thailand. Tony added that Gojek will continue running its app until the end of July 2021, while AirAsia hopes to have its super app running by August 2021 with no redundancies taking place in a deal. And this is part of the group's long-term strategy and believes the airline will come back even stronger post-pandemic.
Yeah, so analysts say that AirAsia could give Gojek a boost in Thailand, where the startup has lagged food delivery and ride-hailing competitors. According to Thai business consultancy Asia Group Advisors, the venture faces stiff competition in food delivery from the likes of Line Man, which received a major capital boost last year. Then you've also got Singapore's Grab, yeah, that has a strong position in ride hailing, and Estonia's Bolt is also growing its market share there as well. So Gojek's Thai business, which includes ride hailing, food delivery and payments, is its smallest overseas operation and has a far smaller share of the market than Grab. Apparently.
Okay. I was just wondering why just Thailand, right?
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
You know, they wouldn't be selling the Indonesian bit, right? Because that's you. So it's interesting as well when you look at this story. And I think like the last 2 years, how he has ventured into other things beyond the airlines industry, right?
Diversified
and all that. So, you know, it's interesting how, be interesting to see how it pans out. End of July under Gojek, by August under the super app, AirAsia app. So, yeah, interesting.
Yes, we'll be watching the developments with keen interest. Of course, you know, bringing us back to our top story on the show today about hotel and the hospitality and tourism survival. Thank you, everyone, for chiming in with your messages. Some of them, I guess, we'll thank you so much for all the encouragement. Some of them, I guess, we will maybe not read on air. But yes, thank you for keeping us company on the show today. Of course, our main story today was about the hospitality and tourism industry survival. We then moved on to
the story about the micro SMEs sector collapse, and hopefully, you know, something will be done to help support this, you know, I guess,
before October, which
right?
is make or break, apparently.
And we close off the story on AirAsia Digital acquiring Gojek in Thailand.
If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. All the articles that we covered on the show today will be in our show notes there as well. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. It's our Fri-yay show. But till then, we'll leave you now with Whitesnake and Here I Go Again on Enterprise Biz Bites BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.